Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed, by so many, to so few. Winston Churchill's iconic words defined the early part of World War II. They were given in a wartime speech, now known as, The Few, in the British House of Commons 85 years ago on August 20, 1940. It was the height of the Battle of Britain, a nearly four-month German air war on the UK. Churchill delivered his remarks 1 week after the Nazis' main air offensive began, which they called Adlerangriff, Eagle Attack. The few Churchill was referencing were pilots from the Royal Air Force, RAF, and other countries who fought off the German Luftwaffe. RAF pilots numbered 2,353 and those from other countries numbered 574, with 100 Canadians among them. The remaining 474 came from South Africa, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, New Zealand, Australia, France, Belgium, Poland, and Czechoslovakia. 23 Canadians during the air campaign. Fought from July 10 to October 31, the air war raged in the skies above England. The battle itself became a defining moment for the British people. The RAF had stopped the mighty German Air Force and cancelled a Nazi invasion of Britain. The Blitz, the Nazi bombing campaign of British cities, September 7, 1940 to May 11, 1941, continued after the Battle of Britain ended, but without German air superiority the UK prevented invasion and was able to deal the Luftwaffe heavy losses over the following 7 months of the ensuing Blitz. Finest hour. By the summer of 1940, the Germans had blitzkrieged through Western Europe with France and the Low Countries falling in quick succession. Britain stood alone, facing imminent invasion. Hitler planned to launch Operation Sea Lion, an invasion across the English Channel, but part of that strategy was to achieve German air superiority first. What followed was the first battle fought entirely in the skies. The RAF, with the help of the Douding system, held off relentless German air assaults. The Douding system was the world's first air defense network that gave the RAF a big advantage. The network integrated radar, human observers, ground defenses, and in radio-controlled fighter aircraft into one defense system. It was integral to the RAF's victory in the Battle of Britain. The RAF overcame great odds as they were outnumbered and outgunned. The most intense fighting occurred September 15, 1940, now known as Battle of Britain Day, when the RAF shot down 56 German aircraft, helping to turn the tide of the battle. The Luftwaffe never regained control of the air and Hitler scrapped his invasion plans. As Britain survived, the legend of The Few was born. Turning point. The Battle of Britain was more than just a battle in the skies over England, it is seen as a turning point in the war. It showed the German war machine to be beatable. When the Germans failed to envelop Britain as they had done so quickly to so many other European nations, it invigorated the Allies' spirit. It gave all hope. In his speech, Churchill later said, "The gratitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion." Legacy. In 2015, commenting on the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, Rupert Potter, then British Consul General in Vancouver, said the legacy of the battle is deeper than the freedom it helped win. "The Battle of Britain is also a tangible reminder that we can stand together as an alliance of free nations and overcome the most determined of adversaries," Potter noted. "It is a calling still relevant today. It is also a legacy that reminds us of the need, from time to time, to find the courage to stand up for what is right." He added, "People today should not forget the soldiers, sailors, airmen and women, who died not only during the Battle of Britain and throughout World War II, but in other previous and ongoing conflicts. Their values, determination, and courage will not be forgotten. We continue to owe so much to those few." The Canadian Ministries of National Defence and Veterans Affairs issued a statement in September about the battle. "We remember the service and sacrifices of the brave Canadians who fought alongside our allies in the Battle of Britain," the joint statement read. "Their legacy of dedication and excellence remains an inspiration for the continued pursuit of freedom and peace." 85 years later, the Battle of Britain stands as a lasting symbol of courage against seemingly insurmountable odds.